It's time to talk education. New College Worcester provides education for a variety of ages, and many of the pupils there will be blind or partially sighted. Now, they also have taster days, weekends and events which run throughout the year to really showcase the facilities and the services that the college can provide. Now, we have with us Lorna Phillips from New College Worcester to tell us a little bit more. Lorna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me first of all about the college itself.
Okay, so we are a long established college and a school, and we provide education for children and young people aged 11 to 19 who are blind or partially sighted. So they will come to us in year 7, although we take children who want to join us at any age, and they study the national curriculum. So GCSEs and A-levels, and then also we offer an expanded curriculum which includes mobility and braille and independent living skills.
Okay, so beyond the kind of educational side of things, you're really helping prepare students for kind of independent life really and transition.
Exactly. We're a residential school, so we take children from all over the country, and that's quite an important sort of feature of the school because we work to what we call a waking day. So it starts sort of from the moment that our students wake up. They are learning to be independent in terms of dressing themselves, helping prepare breakfast, and then they come over to the school building, do their normal sort of school day. But then after school, again, they might have a mobility lesson in the evening. But also at weekends, we do lots of activities and different things that help build confidence and also kind of transfer that learning from the things they've learned maybe in their independent living schools lessons at school into their home, for want of a better word, environment. So if they are learning to do laundry and cooking over here in the daytime, that will be transferred over into the houses and they'll practice those skills ready for really when they leave here. A lot of what we do is preparing those young people for when they move on to something else.
You know, I could do with sending my kids to your school, Lorne, actually.
Well, it's funny, sometimes we hear back from our students who get to university and they are better equipped for that independent living, for looking after themselves, than some of their fully sighted counterparts. And that makes us very proud, really, because, you know, that's one of the things that we're aiming for.
A real endorsement there from the students themselves. Do all the students stay residentially, or do some just come each day?
We have very few who come every day. We do have a few who sort of live close enough to be able to do that. But that's literally sort of single figures. Most of our students are residential.
Okay, now we're going to focus on sort of three events you've got coming up in May. Right at the beginning of May, you've got a family day.
Yeah, so our family days, we have two a year. So our spring one is, it's always on the May bank holiday, the first May bank holiday, which is a normal school day for us. So our students are in lessons and families can come, have a look around. We put on lots of fun activities. So we have things like pony rides and we have a sort of exotic animal petting zoo and giant inflatables and things like that to make it a fun day. And it is free for any family who have a child who's visually impaired. And it sort of does lots of things. It's a chance to have a bit of fun. It's a chance to have a look around the campus if you were thinking one day it might be an option for your child. Or it's a chance for, sometimes we have children that we know are coming to us. It's a chance for them to come and get used to the environment, maybe meet a few of our current students and just sort of helps with that transition for them if they're coming to us in September. It just kind of eases that transition a little bit. So it's quite an informal, fun day, as I say, free for anybody who has a child who has a visual impairment.
It sounds as if it would be invaluable for the parents, because some of those parents may be, you know, almost giving up their child for a period of time. You know, they've been so used to perhaps looking after them at home.
Yeah.
It must be maybe quite difficult for them to kind of let them go to something like this to stay and learn.
It's incredibly difficult, and it is, you know, and anybody who is a parent would fully understand, it's one of the hardest things to do, to let your child sort of go, if you like. And sometimes we have parents who maybe come to a family day or maybe come and look around. They actually want to rule us out as an option. And then they have a look around and they see, actually our students are very happy and they have great social life because they have friends and they form very strong bonds with one another. And the facilities that we have here make their learning very much more accessible. But it is, you know, obviously it is a wrench for any parent for their child to go away to a residential school. And days like this do help because they can chat to the students as well. And our students tell the truth, you know, they tell it how it is. So I think any savvy parent will talk to the students and say, no, come on, tell us exactly what it's like. Then they get the full picture, actually.
Okay, now you also have a weekend coming up for year fives.
Yes, so this is for youngsters who really have gone that little step further in terms of thinking, yes, this could be an option for us for year seven, which is our sort of the year that the youngest year that we take students. So then again, it's sort of about easing that transition, but they can come overnight, stay the night, have a couple of days over the weekend again and just get a bit of a feel for what it's like here and what the students are like here and what the staff are like here. And it is literally a taster of being away from home, maybe being without mum and dad, and kind of just giving it a go and seeing what it's like. We do have a sort of bed and breakfast accommodation on site where some parents will stay, but that's sort of in case of emergency. And generally, it is that opportunity to just have one night and sort of see how it goes, a real sort of, chance to test it out and see how it is, really.
Okay, let's take one final one for the month of May, Laura. And we've got a primary day here,
supporting primary children. Primary school students. So obviously we are equivalent of a high school, but we've noticed we do a lot of outreach work with teaching assistants and teachers in mainstream schools. And we sort of recently realised we don't do anything for those working with primary school students. We were getting those teachers and teaching assistants coming to our other outreach days, and we thought perhaps we should put on specially something for them, which is those kind of early skills that, so learning to read, you know, from scratch and that sort of thing, and early numeracy. And our former vice principal of many, many years now works with younger children, and he's going to come back and do the session for us. So it's a new one for us, and we think that it will be very valuable because we don't know that anybody else is sort of doing that and supporting teachers and also parents in primary school who, you know, might just need some hints and tips and ideas for how they can best support their child or a child in their class.
So some great events there, Laura, although as you said, you know, that there are things happening throughout the year at New College Worcester. But if people would like to find out more about the college itself or indeed the events that we've just been chatting about, how can they get in touch?
Okay, well, all of the information about the college and the events is on our website, which is www.ncw.co.uk. We are obviously available on the telephone, which is 01905 763 933. And yeah, just give us a call, get in touch. You can contact us as also sort of via the website. But the website is quite comprehensive and does have quite a lot of information on.
Great stuff, Laura. Best of luck with the events. And thank you for telling us all about them on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.